Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 20 September 2023. Wow, this month's come by fast. And Saturday is the first day of the fall. It seems like this spring just started last month. But anyway, welcome to tonight's program. It is Wednesday evening, and then Lord willing, we'll be in the office tomorrow as normal from 9 to 4 Eastern. As of right now, Crystal should be here, but I will tell you, folks, your daddy, Johnny, is not doing well at all. He may not be here in the morning as far as still on this earth. We don't know that. He's fading very quickly. So please keep Crystal and the whole family in your prayers, and that our Heavenly Father would not let Johnny suffer and take him home according to his will as quickly as possible. So Crystal will be here as far as you know right now, and I'll be in the office tomorrow myself from 9 to 4. Nothing changes. I plan on being here all day long. And you know you can call us if you like at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us and save us money. If you'll call us on our toll line at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And you want to just want to talk to me a while, that'd be great. I'd love to talk to you. May get a little busy. I may have to call you back or something, but I do want to talk to you, folks. That's what I'm here for. I am not unreachable. Don't ever think if you call me during the week even, and Lisa, our answering service, will take your message and find me, and I'll call you back. Don't ever think you're bothering me. I may be busy at the moment, but I'll call you back. That's what, this is a ministry. It's not a business. I don't make money off of it. I don't take a salary out of it. At all. Never have. This is a ministry. So we're here to help you. And rest tonight and the next three nights, next week, we'll offer the six books I've written on spatial. You know what it is already. All six of them, $42.95 delivery. That covers the cost of the book and a couple dollars extra and shipping. That's it. So I think you thoroughly enjoy them. I think your friends and family like to have them to read if they are interested in learning the Word of God. And something about real history is involved also. They're there available if you want them. That's all I can do is offer them, folks. And I got to tell you that orders for everything are way, way, way down. Seriously. And I don't want to say about that. It just is what it is. And I know it is. There's nothing I can do about it. And you folks are doing all you can do, I'm sure. But just know we'll be in office tomorrow to talk to you if you want to chat with us. Now, without any further ado, our guest tonight, interesting gentleman. We're going to talk to Dr. Mark Richards. We're going to discuss a book he wrote entitled Nobody Wants You Healthy. We're going to discuss some things that so many people, including myself, understand. The autoimmune diseases that include diabetes and mood disorders and obesity and dementia and cognitive issues, breast cancer, heart disease, strokes, memory and balance problems, thinning bones, frailness of aging, and sexual dysfunction, all that. And How come the billions and billions of dollars that we spend on medicine every year and hospitals and care, why are we not being able to improve our life all that much? All we can prolong a little bit, but why can't we cure some of these diseases? What is it that they don't want us to know? I mean, seriously, folks, this is it's a serious question to me. I am on medicine every day myself, and I try to do everything as naturally as much as possible. By the grace of God, I have kept it at bay for a long time and not had to increase anything for a long time. But it's a continual battle. Going to the gym, working out at least three times a week with a trainer, trying to get things in my body. I'm 75 years old, trying to keep everything under to build strength and some kind of body strength to keep my body functioning like I wanted to, even at my age, watching what I eat most of the time, and doing my best to make common sense decisions based on what the Word of God says to take care of your body, and learning more all the time about how to do better. So our guest tonight, I'm going to ask him some questions. He's going to share some things with us about why nobody wants you healthy. I mean, we spend over $1 trillion a year on global revenues for drugs. Why is nobody being cured? Dr. Mark, are you there?
I am here. You hit the nail on the head, didn't you?
Do I now?
I said you hit the nail on the head there, Pastor.
Well, I hope so. In a sense, this is not my first rodeo. I've been in radio almost 31 years, and we've had guests on, good guests on. Who did work with health issues and try to help people. I have one of my sponsors out of Montana, name is Summer Dre, heads up an organization called Superior Mountain Herbs, who uses herbs and different formulas to literally help people be cured, not just feel better. But that she does this, done it for many years, and her boss before her used to be a sponsor's program also, Dr. Ron Green, did the same thing for a lot of years. And so we do our best to bring forth information that we know can help somebody, if at all possible, if they can swing it and do it. This is important. But Doctor, this book you wrote, why did you write that? That doesn't sound like it's really sincere. I mean, nobody wants you well. I mean, nobody wants you healthy. I mean, what are you saying?
Well, in the subtitle of the book is Nobody Wants You Healthy. Achieving better health by avoiding the corruptions in modern medical science. And that is the reason why nobody wants you healthy. Of course, you want yourself healthy, your family wants you healthy, and probably your personal doctor wants you healthy. But the forces are aligned against us. So what got me interested was, I'm a plastic surgeon by training. I'm a plastic surgeon in my practice, and I consulted to the White House for 10 years. I've done a lot. And at the time, I was lecturing in Europe at a plastic surgery meeting in 2005, and I was a scientific coordinator for that meeting of about 10,000 doctors. And they had me go to an anti-aging conference before the main conference started just to see if I thought it was scientific enough to be included next year. And I listened to a couple gentlemen, one from Belgium and one from South Carolina, who were speaking there. And they were older, and I'd like to say they were wiser. And they started talking about this gross increase in chronic diseases. So when I started looking at when they started talking about the numbers, it was stunning. So the number of Americans with one chronic disease was about 20% in 1965. Now it's over 60%. Obesity back in 1965, less than 10% of the population. Today, well over 50% of the population. Diabetes back in 1965, about 1% of the population. Now over 10%, one out of every 10 people have diabetes. So these are massive chronic diseases. And they started talking about the people
Would this be fair to say that this was not accidental?
Well, it is accidental, but it's very beneficial to the people who don't want us healthy. You see, so it got the wheels turning a lot. And I'm thinking, okay, I was listening to what they said, and I'll get to the treatments that they were doing that were working a little later on. But it got me thinking. I started looking back, and it seems that the wheels really went off the train back probably early in the 1900s, but by the 1960s, 65, they started making plastics. And there's a chemical class in plastics called phthalates. On phthalates, it turns out, we didn't know it at the time, I assume, it turns out they're the most powerful hormone-disrupting chemicals ever mass-produced. So if your listeners are old enough to remember back before 1965, I mean, when you went to the doctor, you had glass syringes, you had re-sterilized metal needles. If you got an IV bag, it wasn't an IV bag, it was an IV bottle with rubber tubing going into a metal needle in your arm. You know, these are just some of the examples. You know, you had leather seats in your car, you didn't have vinyl. You know, all the sodas were in glass bottles. You know, the plastics have really changed our life completely. And then they call it the miracle of plastics. But the problem is, today, even we have over 200 times the toxic dose of this hormone-disrupting chemical phthalates manufactured every year. And the stuff from last year is still in the environment. It's gotten so bad that over 95% of tap water in the U.S. has plastic in it. The air on every continent has plastic in it. When they test people for the different phthalates in their blood, almost everybody on the planet has phthalates in their blood or urine. So it's really a big problem. And so how do these phthalates cause this problem? Well, by being a hormone-disrupting agent, a toxin, this most abundant hormone in both men and women their whole life, Hold on. The most abundant hormone in both males and females their entire life is testosterone. It's not a sex hormone. It's not a man hormone. It is the most important hormone for health, and it controls inflammation, and it controls your metabolism, like how you burn sugars, how you burn fats, that sort of thing. So if you wanted to really disrupt life on planet, if you were evil and you really wanted to disrupt life on the planet so you wouldn't kill people, you just make them suffer longer, then you would limit the amount of testosterone their bodies could make, because without it, they start to fall apart. And for the women that are listening, just like in the men, 100% of the estrogen that's inside of our cells, whether you're male or female, is made inside the cell, each cell, from testosterone. So those estrogen pills that the doctors were pushed by the drug companies to sell you don't go from your bloodstream into your cells. That doesn't work that way. Your bones still get weak. You still get osteoporosis. It doesn't work. It's actually testosterone that has to be replaced. So that's sort of the seed kernel of why you've had this epidemic of chronic diseases. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. How did you discover this? How do you know this?
I know this from doing about 20,000 hours of reading of some of the original research. So back in 1939, testosterone chemically was discovered in 37, and by 39 they were manufacturing it. And they were using testosterone in little compressed pellets, like Tic Tacs, that they would just slip underneath the skin into the fat of men and women. And they were using that treatment in this country starting in 1939 for a variety of diseases, from breast cancer to depression to all sorts of things. And there was a lot of science that was written about it. It was studied in medical school, and it had really grown in use. And then about early 60s, when the pharmaceutical industry figured out how to make fake hormones, they convinced the medical schools and establishments that the synthetic hormones that they could patent and charge money for were much better for you than the natural testosterone hormone that your body makes.
Of course.
Yeah. So, and from that point on, it's been, you know, pretty disastrous. So the pharmaceutical industry has gone on and pushed these drugs. So let's fast forward to pre-COVID, for example. Let's say 2019. In 2019, the pharmaceutical industry globally made $1.4 trillion in revenue. And 90% of that money came from treating chronic disease, but never curing it or preventing it. There's no money in cure or prevention.
That's
diabetes
true.
generate 6 to 7 times more money per person than if the person just has, you know, as a smoker, for example.
Wow.
You know, these chronic diseases are big money items. So there's no incentive in it. Now, it gets a little worse because when you start looking at the political spectrum and the government agencies, the largest donor to the political campaigns of you know, everybody from Congress to the president to the state governors to even the pharmacy boards, the largest donor is the pharmaceutical industry by double. They're double the amount of donations compared to the next largest lobbying firm in the world.
Wow.
So you start to see where the corruption part's coming in, because now they also happen to fund a lot of the research in the world, and they fund research at NIH. And the high-level executives at the FDA frequently have nice jobs afterwards in the pharmaceutical industry. So back in, I believe it was 2005, a brilliant guy named John Ioannidis from Stanford University Medical School. He's an infectious disease doctor, a PhD mathematician, a biostatistician, generally considered the best medical statistician in the world, figured out that over 75% of all the articles published in peer-reviewed medical journals are false. They're not reproducible, because the goal is obviously to sell a product, not to find the truth. And these are when these corruptions start coming in that we're talking about.
Wow. So it's really proven the Bible, the love of money is still the root of all evil. It's for greed and power, I guess you could say.
So, I think it is greed and power. So when I get back to the medical stuff, We're looking at, you know, what happens when your testosterone's low. So when your testosterone's low, which the majority of adults have low testosterone at this point, 30% of the adolescents and young males between 15 and 39 have low testosterone because of the poisoning in the environment. So when that happens, you can't control inflammation, and people don't realize that inflammation is the main cause of adult onset, either cognitive issues or dementia or depression or anxiety disorders, you know, irritability. All of that comes from low testosterone. The hot flashes, night sweats, that comes from low testosterone because your brain can't make enough estrogen. The loss of muscle mass, that's from low testosterone. Diabetes, your 70 or 80% more likely to get diabetes if your testosterone's low, because testosterone makes your cells sensitive to insulin. It goes on and on. I had a friend in Ohio who's a breast cancer surgeon, and she does a lot of research on testosterone in women, and she did a 10-year study and found that women on testosterone pellets had a 40% reduction in the incidence of getting breast cancer. But this is great news, right? You'd think every breast cancer society in America would want her to speak, but nobody invited her. And can you imagine why, Pastor?
Oh, yes, I can imagine why. There's no profit in it.
Exactly. It's against the fiduciary responsibility, they call it, of the pharmaceutical company to pay to have a speaker come that will reduce their chemotherapy patients by 40%.
Boy, I mean, where's the compassion? I mean, really and truly, where's the compassion?
I don't know. And you know, you have agencies that are supposed to be protecting the public from this sort of greed and malfeasance, and they actually are captured by the industry. You know, they won't talk about the real causes and the real ways to get rid of chronic diseases, because they're all benefiting from the industry that's making the money on it. You know, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, claims chronic diseases are driven by four factors: tobacco use, lack of physical activity, excess alcohol, and poor nutrition. And, you know, those are all bad things. Nobody's going to argue with them about that. But the fact is that we've been dramatically improving on all of those over the last 10 years. And you know what? Our health's getting worse. So why don't we become more like the Europeans that are looking at this because they have a national healthcare system where it's very expensive to have chronic diseases and say, hey, you know what? These phthalates are really a huge problem. What can we do to reduce phthalate exposure? And what can we do to treat our population that's already been poisoned by them? And that's really, I think, what we need to do.
Well, now, you cover a lot of territory in the last 15 minutes. I mean, a lot of territory.
Yeah.
So what's the alternative? I mean, what can people do? I, by the grace of God, I am blessed to have some people that I work with that are very good at natural supplements, and I try to listen to what they're saying. And I do take natural supplements and try to take care of the body as best I can. Like I said, I go to the gym, work out. I have a trainer, work some with me one day a week, and do everything I can. But I can still tell that my balance is not good. My balance is terrible anymore. It's really bad. It's frustrating. My diabetes is, it's controlled, but it's not where it should be. I mean, I control it with what I eat, and I do take medicine for it. What do you suggest?
Well, there's a number of things. The first thing is to try to limit your exposure to phthalates. So, you know, don't heat up things in plastic. Don't store any foods other than maybe dry foods in plastic containers. You don't certainly don't want anything that has oil in it or that's going to get hot put in plastic containers. Drink filtered water. You know, a lot of the filters you can buy online will filter out phthalates, so that's good. Sweating. Actually, you can get rid of some of your phthalate load just from sweating, whether you're doing aerobic exercise and sweating, or you're in a sauna and sweating, or steam room and sweating, but that helps reduce your phthalate load. But ultimately, we're being poisoned continually because they put phthalates in things like shampoo. They put it in cosmetics. They put it in suntan lotion. They line 10 cans with it because it makes things flow smoothly. And they can be absorbed right through your skin. You don't need to eat it or inhale it to have it absorbed. So ultimately, you know, the plan is you really need to have your testosterone replaced. And there's lots of different ways drug companies try to sell you to get your testosterone replaced, except for the best one, which is generic, and they can't make any money off of it. So I know some people... some of the doctors are, you know, told by the drug companies that the gels work really well that you put on. But the problem with the gels is that the only big independent study show they only take you to a therapeutic level 1 out of 5 times. And you're only at that level for about 6 or 8 hours at most. So that's not a very good method of doing it.
Well, how about all the ones you see advertised, Nugenix and all the other things you see advertised?
Well, those guys will use pellets. They'll use testosterone pellets. That's the best possible
treatment. They come in a bottle, right?
No, but you can't take it orally. No, you can't take any oral human testosterone because your liver, after you ingest something like that, it goes through your liver before it goes to your body's bloodstream because that's the way your body protects you from eating toxic things in nature. So it'll break it all down. So you never get your testosterone's elevated by taking an oral supplement.
Uh-huh. Well, they sure sell a lot of them.
They do. I mean, people are desperate. You know, desperate people will try anything. The drug companies tells you a lot of stuff, too, that just doesn't work. We know there's a significant number of drugs on the market today that really don't have much benefit because
they were
passed through the FDA on studies that were not reproducible in independent labs. In other words, false. And so people do injections, but with injections, you get a very rapid rise to a super high level, and then it drops down. And that has a problem in it that it causes you to get an estrogen surge. And that estrogen surge is what makes you irritable and aggressive. People mistakenly think testosterone makes you angry and aggressive and violent. It doesn't. Testosterone actually, in the great studies that have been done on it, show it's a friendly hormone. It makes you really relaxed and much less irritable and not bothered by things as much. It's low estrogen it's low testosterone or low testosterone combined with estrogen that makes you really aggressive and irritable. If you think about it, the mother bear is who you really want to avoid. It's not the father bear.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
So, wow. So, go ahead. Please go ahead. This is very interesting.
Yeah. So the absolute best way, the way since 1935, and it's a generic treatment, is testosterone pellets. So the way that would work is that a woman would come in every 3 months and have something maybe the size of a Tic Tac or a little bigger put into the fat underneath the skin of the upper outer buttock area. You can't feel it. I mean, you just numb it up with a little lidocaine, make a tiny poke in the skin, and then there's a little metal straw with a plunger that puts it in there, and then you just put a little skin tape over it, and that's it. It all heals up fine. But the fat will absorb that testosterone and release it in a steady state fashion as if your testosterone was never deficient over the next 3 months. So that's a great way for them to do it. With men, they need more of those Tic Tacs because their blood levels are higher of testosterone, but they get it in their love handle fat, and it's every 4 months that they come in to get it. And I know we talked earlier before we went on the air about pricing, but pricing really depends on what part of the country you're in. So if it's an expensive area to have a practice in a business, like, you know, right outside of Washington, D.C., that's one pricing. If you're in a more rural or suburban, you know, Midwest town, then the pricing is significantly less because the overhead's a lot less. So there's no really one price for this across the country. And my goal, I would love to see the VA offering this to all of our veterans because a lot of them have low testosterone from different chemicals and agents they were exposed to when they fight our wars. And I'm really working on that now. And then I'm working with some business guys who are interested. They've already been successful elsewhere, and they're really interested in creating a nationwide series of these clinics to restore health to the American public. I mean, 96 cents of every Medicare dollar goes to treat a chronic disease. And I'm telling you that from the literature and from my discussions with people like the former head of health for the United Nations, we could reduce chronic diseases by 50% or more if this was a standard treatment.
Well, I can tell you, 50%
or more. So can you imagine how much money our government would save?
Oh, how much money the pharmaceuticals would lose.
Yes, that's the problem. There you go.
That's the problem.
And that's the corruption in modern medical science.
Well, I do know, being a veteran, the VA doesn't move very quickly in changing anything that they've done for years. They don't change very easily. That just doesn't happen.
They don't. Well, I'll tell you a little story that gives me hope. So back when I was consulting, I think it was during the Obama White House, there was the Iraqi surge. Mm-hmm. Or it might have been before. It might have been during Bush. But anyway, it was during the surge, and our SEAL teams over there were getting blown to bits.
All right, hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought, please. Okay, folks, back at the break. We're going to take a phone call. This is a very interesting topic. I'm very interested in what he's talking about. 844-769-2944. If you have any questions, give us a call.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. You just heard a commercial about Melody Cederstrom, Discount Gold and Silver. Now, I will tell you, I say this all the time. If you're listening to me right now on shortwave on 7115, it's because Melody Cederstrom is paying for it. And at least you should, if you enjoy the broadcast, at least call and tell her you do. That may, I think it's only fair. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Let her know that you do appreciate the program. And I know she'll be thankful for you doing that. I really will. Give her a talk. We'll talk to Dr. Mark Richards on a topic that's very interesting. I mean, very interesting. And I'm not doubting what he said is true. Not at all. But, you know, folks, when you've been through so much, so many times, and been... You try some different things to try to improve your life in so many different ways. And some of them actually do help. That means it's just like sugar to fiber, the product that loaded my blood sugar by a third. And it works. It works. But to listen to Dr. Mark here talk about his pellet therapy and what it can do to get testosterone back in the body, our bodies, to make us, I guess, reverse aging to some extent for sure. It's sort of like a dream come true. So I mean, the phone line's open. If you have any questions, comments, you know, we're here to take your calls, okay? And we'll get your calls in a minute, I promise. We'll get to Joe and all of you just in a few minutes, but I want to go back to Dr. Mark a little while longer. Go ahead and share some more thoughts, if you don't mind.
Sure. So before the break, I was talking about the SEAL teams that were coming back from Iraq during the surge getting blown up from the Iranian IEDs. And my good friend was head of the anesthesia department over at Bethesda Naval Hospital, Walter Reed. And we were talking about this, and I said, you know, John, I said, he said that they're really, you know, not recovering very well at all, which is unusual for SEALs that are sort of superhuman to start with. And I said, John, the reason is pretty clear. You know, these guys have nerves exposed and missing body parts, and they're on pain medication, opiates, you know, all the time, IV. I said, John, did you realize that within 2 hours of getting a strong narcotic, your testosterone level drops over 80% on average? And sometimes if you get it for a prolonged period of time, same thing with, you know, drug addicts, that never recovers, and they always have super low testosterone. So let's go back to what happens. Well, when your testosterone's super low, you can't build muscles, you can't repair nerve, you can't build bone. You're very depressed, you're suicidal, you're very angry, you're very irritable. And, you know, it reminds me of a patient I had that was a very educated man but a former junkie, and he said, you know, Dr. Richards, you don't use drugs in order to get high after you get addicted. You use drugs so you don't feel sick. And it all got me to thinking. I said, you know what these SEAL teams people need? They need testosterone pellets. And so I went over and I talked to the pain management people over there that were doing the drugs. I said, you know, you guys, your patients aren't recovering from their surgeries and rehabbing because their testosterone's low. And they said, yeah, we know. Their testosterone's like, you know, 200. I said, yeah, it should be about 1,100 for these guys. And they were like, yeah. I said, well, I said, you got to put testosterone pellets in them. They're like, well, what are you talking about? They said, we tried giving them injections, but it would shoot them way up, and all that estrogen would come out, and they get aggressive and hard to handle. And then they drop down and feel terrible at the end of the week. So that wasn't working for us. I said, well, you got to do pellets. And I showed them how to do it, and got the hospital, the VA system, to order the pellets, which was a miracle. But it gives me a lot of hope. And so they did that, and they were putting pellets in these guys. And sure enough, within 6 months, the therapists were coming to my office saying, you have no idea how much good you've done over there. They said, our guys, they're all rehabbing in about half the time. Their balances come back, because when your testosterone's low, you don't have balance. And he said, you know, and then none of them are getting divorced. They said, before this, 100% were getting divorced. Now none of them are getting divorced, and they all want to rejoin their unit after they get all, you know, patched up. You know, so it was really a great indication of what it could do for our warriors. And now I'm seeing, you know, a lot of people in special ops, some retired, some active, you know, older, but they all have really, you know, frightening low testosterone, because it's the 60% of men over 45 have severely low testosterone. And you wouldn't expect these really buff super op guys to have it, but they do. Part of it is because of the phthalate exposure, and part of it is because of the exposure to chemicals in the military. So we all need to get the VA on board with doing testosterone and having them understand that normal levels are not 300. You know, 300 is a severe deficiency in every major international journal. 450 in a man is a moderate deficiency in every international journal. The American Clinics of Cardiology said if you're below 550, your risk of heart attack is 30% higher. So, you know, we're 60% lower than we were in 1970. I mean, we need to get our average, you know, male levels back up into the 800s, 900s, whatever, or with pellets we get it a bit higher. But it restores productivity, it restores happiness, it makes people functional, productive, not dependent on the medical system. And, I mean, the VA would really thrive, and our, you know, warriors deserve it. So I'm trying to work on that through various people I know in the government, and hopefully one day that will become a reality, and hopefully one day the business people I'm working with will help me build some centers of excellence around the country so that we can get this moving for the general population. And I have no animosity against the pharmaceutical industry or regulatory agencies. It's just they're not working in the best interest of the population now. And I think, you know, we the people need to make sure that we do what we can to get ourselves healthy, productive, happy, and raise good families again.
Well, do any insurance companies help cover the cost of this?
Well, it's interesting. More and more are paying my patients some of their fee back that they pay me, especially for men. And the odd thing is, of course, 60% of my clients are female because menopause is low testosterone. You know, as I said in the beginning, and I'll say it again, 100% of the estrogen inside your tissue cells is made from testosterone directly. So when your testosterone's low, you don't have enough estrogen, and you get low testosterone and low estrogen symptoms during menopause. And the way to cure it is testosterone pellets. It's close to 100% effective in curing it. It helps build the muscle mass back, helps lose body fat, helps bone density maintain itself, certainly improves mood, improves sexual function. So it's really the answer, and it's the answer now at a younger and younger age because we've been poisoning ourselves with these phthalates in the environment that have been increasing since 1965.
And how long has the medical profession or scientists knew about these phthalates? I mean, this can't have been something that just figured out 2 weeks ago. I mean, how long did they know about them?
Yeah, Pastor, I think it was a little more than 2 weeks ago. I think so. Like I said, I've done about 20,000 hours of research and reading in this and talking to experts in various fields. And this is the challenge. You know, my fellow doctors, 99% of them really want you healthy. They really want to do the best. But they've been lied to. And when I graduated med school back in 1983, the dean at our graduation said, "We have a confession to make. We gave you the best medical education possible. But 50% of what we told you was wrong. And your job the next 40 years of your practice is to figure out which 50% it was." And so at least he was being honest. You know, it wasn't an on purpose we taught you wrong. It was like, you know, we just don't know. And the other joke is that the questions always stayed the same on our exams. It's just the answers had changed year after year. So it's when you're reading, when your medical education is controlled by the forces that want you to prescribe a lot of medications, then you can't always trust that knowledge to be correct or true or beneficial. And yet, you know, the doctors are trying to do their best. Let me give you just an easy example not related to testosterone. An independent clinic was looking at cholesterol benefit. Versus, you know, with the statin drugs, you're familiar with those to lower your cholesterol.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they get advertised on every football game and everything else, right? So they looked at this and they said, okay, if you gave everybody in the country who had cholesterol, you know, above 200, a statin drug, it would, what would it do for risk? Now, the public gets confused, and also most doctors get confused. There's something called relative risk, and there's absolute risk. So if you did this, if you didn't give anybody statin drugs, and you took an average of 10,000 people in the population that were over 200, 20 out of 10,000 would get a heart attack that year, okay? But if you gave all of them statin drugs with all the risks and problems and complications of statin drugs, 16 out of 20,000 would still get a heart attack, okay? But that is a 25% reduction in the number of people that got heart attacks. You follow me?
I follow you, yes, yes.
So the drug company is advertising that it will reduce your risk of heart attack by 25%. And you're thinking, wow, that's a great thing. But it's not, because it's only 4 out of 10,000 improvement. So we have 10,000 people taking the drug, and only 4 have gotten any benefit out of taking it. You follow me?
I tell you what, that is slick advertising. That's slicker than the snot on doorknob. I mean, that's really slick.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so
unbelievable.
You know, one is absolute risk. Now, if you tell people, oh, yeah, it'll give you like a 4 out of 10,000 benefit if you take this drug that can cause muscle pain and cause this and cause that, they tell you to go jump off a cliff, right? But if you told us a 25% improvement, you know, and having a heart attack, he's like, oh, wow, heart attack's bad. 25% improvement's good. I'm going to go ahead and take this drug. It's slick, but it's not true.
It is. It is. We got some phone calls coming. I was going to get to Joe in West Virginia. Joe, we lost you. Call back, Joe. We'll get you back home. Let's go to Maine and talk to Catherine. Catherine, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. I just wondered can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I wondered if your guest, I have a type 1 diabetic since the age of 2 in January 1965. I am 61. My retinas and kidneys are perfect, but I've got this pseudoscleroderma, and, you know, basically can't afford health care. Who can afford this? that I've been joking most of my life that I should own Becton Dickinson, you know. I should own, you know, these companies. The money that they're making off of is, it's stunning.
Of course.
Yeah, it's like a circular economy, right? But anyhow, what success have you had with long-duration type 1 diabetics who are insulin-dependent, not type 2 diabetics? Because, as you know, there's a separatist movement within the two, you know, type 1 and type 2, and I know there's a type 3 now. But what success have you had with the pellets, with any long-standing type 1s like myself?
So that's a great, great question, and you're absolutely right. And type 1 diabetics will improve their health with testosterone pellets, you know, if it's indicated their testosterone is low, which at 61, I promise you, yours is low. But it does not have the same effect as type 2 diabetics. The reason it works so well in type 2 diabetics is because type 2 diabetics, at least in the beginning and frequently afterwards, have high levels of insulin, but their cells don't respond to it. And what testosterone does is it makes their cells sensitive to insulin so that they're no longer are diabetic, or they're much less diabetic. With a type 1 diabetes, you just don't make any insulin. Or you make very little insulin because of a virus or illness usually that you had that knocked your pancreas out. So with type 1 diabetes,
well,
it's not going to help the diabetes.
From something. It can also be a side effect. It was listed on the insert after I got a thing in my arm when I was 2 years old. Okay? Yes.
Yep.
And I know physicians who have their physician peers have been diagnosed, their children, same thing. Okay? So, and I had the insert in my hand. And I got a tacit admission that some were environmental from one of the endocrinologists. I grew up down in New Orleans, and they were doing a lot of funky stuff down there in that era. If you probably are familiar with Dr. Mary's Monkey, anyhow, the book. If not, I highly recommend you get a copy of it. And the author's father was a professor at Tulane. So he was a physician at Tulane. I'm not sure if he was a professor in the medical school or not, but... That said, I am not genetically inferior. No one in my family has type 1, 2, or 3. Son was genetically tested low risk. So I really put the brakes on
it. No, it's not a genetic disease at all. It has to do with, usually it's from a viral infection or an inflammatory process like your stink. That's what usually causes it in young children. It's your immune response gone haywire, and it attacks your pancreas.
Yeah, and it can be environmental, and you want to be very careful what you have your children take. And insulin, also, infant formula has been linked in peer-reviewed studies that my endocrinologist gave me the copy years ago, decades ago, about that linkage. That said, though, I do take Armour Thyroid with T3, and my hands and feet turn hot pink. And my podiatrist 6 months later in Dallas, an attorney and head of podiatric surgery, said, "Catherine, you're beta pink." He couldn't believe it. My hands were yellow like a manila folder, and my feet. But when I added the T3, keeping the TSHU thyroid, not just on T4 Lovoxil, I'm familiar with Betty Dong's study, and Lovoxil was superior, but they suppressed it for 8 years. But when I changed to Armour, keeping a euthyroid TSH 0.5 to 2.5, according to Dr. Carol Spencer, and thyroid.com, I don't know if she's still there. She may be retired by now. But anyhow, the American Thyroid Association asked me if they could send calls to my number, because I really did my due diligence. But trying to survive in this system has been like a nightmare. So anyway,
my heart goes out to you. I know. It's difficult.
I have climbed so many Mount Everest. Yes, and the eugenics mentality of so many of the right wing who don't understand the situation so many people are in. And sometimes people don't go back to work because they lose their insulin if they go back to work. And that's the hard reality. We need to quit fighting in the trenches, and we need to start sticking together and focusing three tiers up and taking our prayers and our energy towards, you know, solutions. And not this judgmentalism that can creep in so often to the right wing. And the left does their business. We all know that. But you know what I'm saying? We've got to all be smarter.
Okay.
Yes,
very good. Very good comment. So, boil it right down, Doctor. Do you think that these pellets would help her at all?
You know, as far as her type 1 diabetes, I have type 1 diabetics on pellets, but they're on it for other things. Like, you know, they're getting their they want their T levels back up so they don't lose muscle mass, bone density. They want the cognitive improvement, you know, where they can think clear that sort of sleep better, that sort of thing, but not for the diabetes. Really, you can still give testosterone pellets with a type 1 diabetic, but it's a type 2 diabetic that they found out really does phenomenally well as with that diabetes disease with the pellets.
Well, let me ask you a question.
How would you recommend they have their testosterone levels checked prior to getting the pellets to get a baseline lab? What test would they ask
for? Yeah, you have to. Yes, you have to, absolutely. And
which test would you ask?
Can your doctor do that for you?
Yeah, you can go to LabCorp. Yeah, I mean, you can go to any of the labs. Your doctor can draw it. So here's the interesting thing. I'm glad you brought that up because that's a point I forgot to make earlier. The labs have a range for testosterone for male and female. And unfortunately, my colleagues think that that range means that's the good range or the healthy range. But when you talk to the lab directors, what that range is the average of the population they're testing, and then they go two standard deviations, which is a mathematical figure on either side, and that's the range. Well, if you're testing a population that's already 60% lower than they were back in 1970, and then you're taking the average of that sick population going two standard deviations, you end up with numbers that are ridiculous. So I saw one guy, the guy came in from the VA, and their range went down to 150. And I said, this is ridiculous. Your doctor thinks if you're above 150, you're normal, but that's so wrong because, as I said, in a man, 300 and lower is severe, 450 and lower is moderate deficiency, and below 550, you're at some deficiency because your heart attack risk is higher. And women, they haven't studied them that much in this country, but in Germany, they sure have. So in Germany, when a woman's level is below 24, that's equivalent to about a below 300 in a man, where your risk of death over the next 5 years is 50 to 60% higher. And if you're below 35, that's probably what the moderate deficiency level is in a woman.
Well,
but
doctor,
sometimes
I
get female labs, and the doctor says they're fine, and it goes 0 to 80, which is crazy.
Wow. And
that is a very good point, doctor, and everyone should remember that. You've got to do your due diligence and pay attention to these lab norms because the parameters are too broad on so many things. And ferritin needs to be 50 and above if you're having any hair thinning once your thyroid is stable. The endocrinologist is happy with 25, but the hair loss specialist say at least 50. You know what I mean? It's just a nightmare trying to get a healthy balance. And the TSH, the euthyroid TSH, they used to let it go over 20. Now the thyroid biochemist at USC, 0.5 to 2.5, she was published in the NACB, Clinical Biochemistry magazine, in 2002 talking about lab parameters and how they need to have a euthyroid because it's exactly similar to what you were just talking about. But
wow.
I want to let you get your next caller. Thank you so much.
Kathy, I want to tell you what, Kathy, that's a very intelligent call, a lot of good questions. And I want to ask the doctor if he has a phone number, people can call him and consult with him, too. Thanks for the call, Catherine. And before we go to the next caller, doctor, do you have a number somebody can call and consult with you on this issue?
Well, what I do, I mean, I can't get all those calls at the office because it just overwhelms us. But I have two websites that I want to tell your listeners about. One is nobodywantsyouhealthy.com, and that's the site that has my podcasts on it. It has interviews like yours on it, and it has a link at the top that if they want to purchase a book, they can click the link, and it'll take them to the site to buy the book, and that's nobodywantsyouhealthy.com. And then the site about the testosterone pellets is called myhormonetherapy.com.
Okay.
And there's a lot of information there and some science stuff there, some, you know, easy-to-read science stuff. Some of the symptom sheets that men and women have to fill out to give me an idea of what their functional levels are of their tissues as regards testosterone levels. So that's one for more science interest.
All right, folks, nobodywantsyouhealthy.com, myhormonetherapy.com. And let's go to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah, folks, I've been calling in the books for the show for close to 20 years. You're Mark Richards, a good doctor. What state are you located in?
I'm located in Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C.
Oh, well, yeah, I got a few friends over there. Yeah, Mark, but you know the AMA symbol has a serpent on it, right? It has a serpent on it. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it does. And then here's the people that we all know that are in the health business. You, Mike Adams, Ron Green, Summer Dre, Ed Group, Joseph Mercola, Wendy Wilson, Susan Lloyd, and Ken Anderson. You heard of all those people, right, Butch and Mark?
Oh, yeah, I know they are, sure, yeah.
Okay, and then, you know, the DARE program is a fraud, D-A-R-E, Drug Awareness Resistance Education. I had a friend of mine who was the president of that here near Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, being pregnant, she died when she was 61 years old, so that thing is a fraud. And,
wow.
And then Mark and Butch, I had a great-great-grandmother who lived to be 102.
Wow.
And here's some verses, Mark and Butch and the listeners. It's called Man Plants, God Grants. I'm going to hope you can write these down.
Got to hurry, Dino. Got to hurry.
Guarded in the Bible 65 times. Genesis 1, 11, 12, 29, 30, Psalm 104, 13 through 15, and Revelation 22.
Okay, I lost you, though. All right, Joe and West Virginia. Joe, come on in. You got about 45 seconds or less.
Yeah, is this really, you know, was the doctor talking about, is this really good for prostate problems that men have?
Okay, good question.
Great question, right? Because back in 1940s, there was an article that came out by Hodges and Huggins that claimed that testosterone caused prostate cancer and that giving it to them would make it grow, and that if you castrated them and gave them estrogen, that the prostate cancer would shrink. And that was the answer on the questions even when I went to medical school and graduated in 1983. Sadly, it turns out that study was false. They based it on one patient, on old blood, and we're not even sure
Dr. Martin, you got about 30 seconds. Got to hustle through the answer.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so anyway, that turned out to be fraudulent. Well, the recent literature is showing that testosterone actually slows down or reverses prostate cancer cell growth and kills prostate cancer cells. So it's now not off the table for it. You don't need to worry about getting prostate cancer from testosterone pellets at all, that's for sure. And I guess that's where I'll leave that question.
We're out of time. Joe, thanks for calling. Dr. Mark, I'll be in touch with you in the very near future. And thanks for joining us tonight.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, and folks, we'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4. Have a great night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.